Hey everyone, again, graciously thank you for watching or listening to another episode of Every Review. However, this is one of the bad timing, worst episodes I'll ever do due to the fact that this is actually the end of Edward's review. And the reason being is that I'm not putting out the content that you guys, my listeners, are listening. And there's always been like a gap and there's things happening. So, and you know, ironically, and it's sad enough to report, this is literally the end for the channel for many things. One of which is, you know, due to the writer's strike, I'm not as much as blogging that I normally do, as well as, well, reviewing these recent things. I know there's like always content that's coming out, and I know there's other people besides myself that does a way better job on reporting for you guys. It's just, you know, this is just a personal experience on this side of the spectrum that, hey, I'm only one man. I'm not part of an organization. I am not part of a, wide, vast thing. I'm just simply a guy who watches films, knows films, and is a filmmaker himself who's like went to the ringer like five times over. Will I stop watching movies? No, that's not going to stop me from watching movies. I just believe that I've reached a point where I report them far enough, and you guys form your perspective, your understanding from my perspective. And now we've reached that point where you guys pretty much don't need me anymore, because it's not because I see the channel. I know the channel is going low. I know it's always been going low. And whatever, you know, is going on, you know, my, you know, grabbing you guys, it's understandable. I'm one of many vast people who just put out their content and hope for the best. And honestly, it has been lackluster, and I've been just reviewing them, and I'm not fully committed to my reviews. And I know that because I understand after hearing a few of my episodes, I pretty much went downhill, and I know that. And I became more ranty and then more whatever. I've never judged so much on the style, and knowing that the stories that I've been reviewing, I've seen so many wonderful textures and wonderful things, but even so, this is it. I do want to say thank you guys for the past 2 years that I've had put this channel together, and this was literally one of my hobbies, if you will. Just, you know, talking about films that I may have at least someday come join on a film production and enjoy being part of the crew, just helping putting together what I know is a wonderful story to tell. Regardless if, you know, the visuals are bad, dialogue's weird, the log footage or whatever film footage that's been captured is either got accidentally deleted or weirdly enough, like weirdly, you know, constitutional, like put together. But even so, I feel that it's time for me to move on onto bigger and better things, that hey, it's what it is. I can't change progress, people. I can't change movements. I simply am just like one of the characters in any film. I just go with the flow of things and just, you know, hope for some sort of ending of sorts for everything else. But even so, it's not going to stop me from doing the other stuff that I normally do. I'm still gonna play video games. That's one of the part of the channels, the reason being. And you know, I'm not gonna stop doing everything else. I just have a lot of things that I'm focusing on personally, and you know, I can't focus or organize on everything that's happening so far. The writer strike's always been one of the major things that some of us can or can't do. And, you know, even so, I know that personally I can still write, but out of solidarity, I'm with my, you know, fellow writers on many things. Even so, there's always been talks and there's always been things, and personally, I know this hurts my channel more than growing it, so, I mean, it's life. I go along with whatever is going on, and personally, this is what's happening, so, you know, I have no choice but to either give up the channel or make you guys wait till the next episode, which may or may not come, like, in days after what I've done, so... But I can make you this kind of promise. This promise I'll make right now. That officially, we are ending the channel. We are officially ending it. But that doesn't mean that this is the last episode. This will be one of four episodes. And chances are, yes, you will hear me again before the end of the year. Because... you know, it's something that I always do every year. And it's, you know, the telling you guys that the best and worst movies that I've seen and probably heard about, to my promise of the last Vox Machina live show that I promised you guys a couple episodes, but I'm still, don't get me wrong, the passing of Lance Reddick really was a toll, among other things, and then happened to other people as well, of other talents that's happening, especially recently a comic artist, John Romita Sr., had passed. So that to me is like heavily, because he's like a famous comic artist that I know of. So it's like, you know, it's like seeing your, it's like seeing your heroes one moment, and then your heroes will be monumentally being a statue, which you can't talk to a statue. You just look and admire and hoping that whatever journey that they helped you cross upon, that's how they feel. On how you want to structure. So personally, I'm at that crossroad where I got to do something, and you know, and hope for the best for something, you know, something good happens out of it. So again, yeah, this is our last steps of ending the episodes. The Legend of Vox Machina live show has been already finalized on script, in a way. And, it is still a heavy heart to even do, but even so, I will have to, like, cross some things off on there. But even so, there will be, you know, talks of how the episode was, how was the live show that each, talent was on there, and, you know, the structure of how things were for the whole thing. And then, towards the end of the year, my final episodes, two of them, by the way, the best and the worst of 2023, and, oh boy, so far, this year, I could only name one that has been worse. But even so, there is a lot of talks about that one, so I figured we will do something with those two episodes, and I'm not gonna be the a dead horse on this one, because honestly, I will do my best to put out my thoughts and best description for a short summary of it, but the chances are that, yeah, after those episodes coming in 2024, that's when I have to, like, change focus, if I'm not already changed focus by now, with other stuff. And I don't want to give up this channel too much, but what will happen in the next month or next year, because the next month I will definitely put out the Vox Machina episode, but in the next year, every single past episodes that I've done in this channel will be taken down. And like many other things, I will plan to put these audio files on YouTube to help progress some things. But even so, yeah, there's going to be a lot of changes that I have to do in order for you, for my audience, to just kind of try to find me again. But and honestly, it's up to you guys, because I don't mind. I do enjoy what I do, and I am happy that I project my voice for the past 2 years over the airwaves for you guys to know that on my side of how the movies is and how my experience, my perspective towards them is. So, you know, take it as you will, take it as much as you want, but personally, I feel like this is the year, this is the time, and I know I've done an episode like that months ago, like, try not to end it too quickly, but even so, I know that it's not found upon or new about it, but even so, it is what it is, and I need to know personally that, hey, this is it, folks. I can't stress myself out because there are certain health issues, but even so, I can't also put an episode that's already recently been put out and then find myself reeling the outcome or the drawback of how these, like, episodes are. So, hey, you know, I do what I do. I love doing what I do. It is with a heavy heart for me to do this, but even so, I think it's best that I step back of the area, as well as you guys. You guys already have, like, wonderful reviewers out there, better than I am, and I cannot stress that part enough, because there's a lot of people. Straw Hat Goofy, Juju Green, that gentleman is, like, fantastic, and there's always the horror community, Dead Meat reviews right there on YouTube. They talk about horror films, even past ones, which I do enjoy. There's a ton of other film reviewers, even Nerdist and all that. These guys are, like, fantastic on their work. I'm just simply a guy who has a lot on his plate. Again. But even so, I'm graciously proud that I have graced your guys' like notifications, your airways, your all that stuff, you know. And you know, I'll end the whole series with the last three episodes, and just hope and pray that, you know, I'll probably come back in the podcast channels with something totally new, something different, because it is what it is, you know. I love what I do, but I can't keep it up for a long time, and very frankly, it is what it is. I just hope that you guys understand that I do this other stuff later, and you know, it's like something totally different with me right now. So to not beat this somewhat dead horse, so to speak, too much, but even so, I am gonna end the episode, this episode at least, with a kind reminder, heart, that hey, you always be good out there, you guys be safe, and as always, until the next time you guys see me or hear from me, you guys be safe and be good, because I'm doing what I can on my end. So, till then, see you guys.